This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. As many of us broil in August heat, the Mars rover Spirit is hunkered down to survive a far more brutal season, a Martian winter. Spirit's been on Mars since January 2004 and already survived previous winters, which run from May through November. With sunlight reaching Spirit at a weak angle, the rover hibernates and uses the scant solar power to recharge batteries and heat itself to minus 40 degrees. At least that's what happened in previous winters. This winter, the game little unit just doesn't have enough juice to keep its heaters on, so temperatures inside the rover will plunge to a frigid minus 67 degrees Fahrenheit. When NASA scientists began signaling Spirit on July 26th, they hoped to receive a communications beep back, but so far there's only silence. The researchers say that in about 2 months, sunlight will start to increase again through March 2011. If we haven't heard from Spirit by that point, then the likelihood is that we never will. The rover was designed to work on Mars for 3 months, but was mobile for more than 5 years. Now mission scientists wait through the Martian winter to see if this ET will phone home. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.